Many nurses feel they're set up by their hospitals for failure. One reason there's a shortage. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, a big story on the minds of market players today is fresh data showing a steep drop in economic activity in China during April as that country imposed lockdowns to try to quell COVID. Retail sales are down 11% compared to a year earlier, and some are forecasting the world's second largest economy could actually contract in the second quarter. Officials say some cities are opening up, including the Center for Commerce and Manufacturing, Shanghai. Robin Brandt with our editorial partner, the BBC, reports.
8 weeks on, and Shanghai's leaders see a turning point. There are no more positive cases reported outside of quarantine centers. This was a key target. State media has blithely reported the hustle and bustle is returning. But it's very difficult to verify and corroborate that. Despite claims that the majority of residents are free to roam, anecdotal reporting on the ground is very different. I'm still confined to my home. Other members of the BBC team here in various places face similar restrictions. The daily reported positive case numbers are down to three figures, but this is not a city that's opening up so everyone is free to at least walk around.
Robin Brandt is with the BBC in Shanghai. According to the U.S. Agriculture Department, 44 million Americans live in neighborhoods without convenient access to a grocery store with fresh food. Well, new research from Brookings shows that groceries online really could help. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Spending on online grocery delivery has quadrupled since 2019. Companies like Instacart are just about everywhere. Adi Tomer with Brookings says about 90% of Americans living in places without reliable access to fresh food have at least one online grocery option.
Critically, we did not find barriers based on income or race for the delivery map.
Tomer says the growth of online delivery could narrow the so-called grocery gap. But there are hurdles. Just because Amazon Fresh delivers to a low-income urban or rural neighborhood, it doesn't mean the residents can get online to order it.
In some cases, even lower than 60 or 50% of the population may have an in-home broadband subscription.
Caroline Harry is with the Food Trust, says while online delivery will help, it's not a silver bullet.
Grocery stores and farmers markets and healthy corner stores also bring important economic development benefits like jobs.
They don't charge delivery fees either. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
Here's news today. McDonald's will now sell off its Russian stores after shutting them down after Russia attacked Ukraine. The Golden Arches were a vivid sign of what was then the Soviet economy opening to the West as the Iron Curtain fell. Now the search for nurses. Labor Department data show 200,000 job openings for registered nurses each year over at least the next decade. Nurses have been leaving with baby boomers retiring and the heavy burdens of pandemic. And many nurses will add another factor, poor working conditions that leave their careers at risk to decisions made by their bosses. For today's Economic Pulse, the view from a nurses union. Deborah Berger is president of National Nurses United and an RN. Welcome.
Thank you.
Is this a good time or a bad time to be a nurse? I mean, if there's a shortage, it might put nurses in a stronger bargaining position, but it can also mean too much work for the nurses we have.
This is a good time to be a nurse, even though there is the pandemic. We have a lot of leverage to make sure that our patients get the care that they need. There really is not a staffing shortage per se. What we're concerned about is that there's a shortage of nurses willing to put their lives and their license and patients' lives at risk because of the conditions that our employers are providing for us to work under.
So this is in part an important discussion about the conditions under which nurses will work. It isn't necessarily a salary discussion.
Exactly. When we're in negotiations, generally speaking, the wages that we need are the last thing that we deal with. We are primarily concerned about staffing and the ability to keep our licenses, because nurses are accountable for the care they provide, but they don't have the authority to dictate the conditions in which they provide that care. And management has the authority to dictate conditions, but it faces little accountability for staffing, supplies, closing units, closing facilities, mostly out of profitability concerns.
Still, nurses tend to be predominantly female. Do you think that plays in the compensation that nurses have been able to secure for themselves, that somehow this is still a gendered issue and there may be some kind of gender discrimination in the calculation of how much to pay a nurse?
Care work in this country really isn't valued when you're looking at what nurses and other healthcare workers provide. And because it is a female-dominated profession, it does have gendered implications in how the work we do is valued.
Deborah Berger is president of National Nurses United and a registered nurse. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
And there's news that the Tennessee nurse who was charged with a crime after she killed a patient by making a distracted mistake with the medication has gotten probation. Nurses thought it wrong. This became a criminal case. The Vanderbilt University nurse has already had her nursing license revoked and will not be able to practice again. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.